This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
We'll have that text keyword for you to get in on the $1,000 to iFurniture. A little bit later this hour, I'll give that out. So I'll give you a word. You text it back to us. You'll get entered. Just like that, twice a day, you can do that. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
What are you self-conscious about? According to this, the majority of men are self-conscious about how we smell. Is that an issue for you, Jimmy? Do you think about that during your day?
Especially when I have friends that remind me on how I smell every...
Do you think about it, though? Do you worry about it when you're out in public?
Have you seen what's in my backpack?
True, you started carrying...
I have deodorant, I have body spray, I have breast spray, I have a change of underwear, like...
Everything. You're not alone. 72% of men worry about their smell every single day. Throughout the day, just random points, 72% of men worry about it. Not me. I never think about it, unless I have a bad BO day, like I had one the other day where I could smell myself. But that was like one out of 100. Like it very rarely comes up for me. I've just always been neutral smelling, like, which is what I've tried to achieve.
I know I have not very healthy smelling BO.
Yeah, you're a stinky person.
Yes. And like I even in my apartment, I have a stick of deodorant in different spots. If I'm in the living room, instead of going into my bedroom, grabbing a stick of deodorant, I have one in my end table.
We've talked about going, like, some people, you know, go aluminum-free deodorants or natural deodorants or whatever. And for you, we're like, no, just use the chemicals.
Use
as many chemicals because you got some strong powers.
The thing is, though, is I think what seems to work for me is to surprise my body, because it's just
shocking.
Like sometimes I'll have a new one, sometimes I'll go back to an older one, and it just change it up, and it seems to almost work.
I try to remain just neutral. Smell neutral is what I like to refer to it as. You know, some people like colognes or scents. I have friends who like have a certain cologne they like to put on and they like to spray. I would rather have no scent at all. Like, because colognes can be subjective. One person might like the smell, another person might hate it. It might give someone a headache. And when someone is trying to figure out, what's that smell? Who smells? You don't want to be that smell. You never want to be the person that they're smelling and to try to figure out what's going on with you.
And so, in my friends group, it's usually me.
And it's usually not good. So I like to be smell neutral. Are you self-conscious about your smell? Or something else. Let us know. We're talking about, are you self-conscious about how you smell? 72% of men are. Jimmy has some very strong smells, and we were talking a little bit about that. Wes texted in 780-989-0957 and says, hey, brother, Jimmy, I think the problem is too much deodorant. Your body can't breathe.
I don't wear anything at home unless I...
And Wes, you don't want his body breathing. Trust me.
No.
Grant and Jimmy.
And this is a short minute with Jimmy where he gets to talk about whatever he wants. What do you have this hour?
So Rebel Moon Part 2 is actually coming out.
Rebel Moon.
So it's a movie series. So like they've released one a few months ago. It was really cool. It's a space show. It's about a bit of a civil war.
In space. Okay.
And like, it's kind of cool. Like, it's Zack Snyder. You know, there's space fights. There's even laser swords, but not quite lightsabers. But
is it a superhero thing?
No, it's basically...
He said Zack Snyder. Doesn't he just basically do superhero stuff?
Yeah, he did a lot of the Superman, Batman. He did Justice League. No, but these are really cool. They're made for Netflix. The first one was awesome. And the second one comes out April 19th. And I'm told it's supposed to be even better than the first. And
the first one doesn't have great Rotten Tomatoes scores. 58% from the audience, 21% from the critics.
Yeah, critics are morons when it comes to science fiction stuff.
The audience score isn't very good either, 58% only.
Because it is it's very dark. There is a fair bit of violence. The story's kind of complicated, but I liked it. Okay. So, and I'm looking forward to the second one that comes out April 19th.
And it's straight to Netflix.
Straight to Netflix.
Coming to Netflix.
Rebel Moon Part
Moon
2.
I'm going to get you with my light sword.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
You can add this to the list of fears I never knew I had. A woman in South Carolina has gone viral. She's recovering right now after she had to have her hand amputated because she passed out while blow drying her hair, and her hair dryer stayed on, pointed at her hand for who knows how long, and it burnt her hand so bad that they had to actually amputate her hand. So obviously that story is going worldwide.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first time that's ever happened, right? Her hand was burnt so badly by her hair dryer because she passed out doing her hair that they had to cut it off.
Okay. Why is that a fear that you have? How often do you blow dry your hair?
Well, originally I saw this story and thought it meant a hand dryer, like in a public bathroom, and that was way more terrifying to me because I was like, I use those occasionally when I actually wash my hands every once in a while.
But
I
use those. Don't normally pass out on top of them.
Well, I'm not as terrified anymore because you might not know this. I don't really blow dry my hair very much. But I guess the moral of the story is don't drink and blow dry your hair, Jimmy. When you're getting ready for 80s night down at the East Coast Erection there where you DJ occasionally, they have 80s nights. I know you like to maybe blow dry your hair, get a little extra volume in it.
Yeah.
And I know you like to drink, and this is something that you would do. This is totally a Jimmy thing to do.
I don't normally drink and blow dry.
Well, keep it that way. No more blowing while you're drinking, Jimmy.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
I was reading this story about how the Facebook poke button is growing in popularity again. Remember the early days when people would poke you on Facebook? Well, it's popular to do that again because younger people are now using Facebook. And when Facebook started, they weren't even born yet, so they didn't remember the poke. How does that make you feel, that the new generation was not alive when Facebook began? Yeah. And so they discovered poking, and they think it's hilarious, because it is. I was also thinking about Facebook and how it seems like the most popular function on Facebook is the marketplace. That's the number one thing people do on Facebook. It's what I do the most on Facebook. It's really the only way to buy or sell anything anymore. They killed Kijiji. They killed Craigslist. It's Facebook Marketplace. And I was thinking, do you think it makes Mark Zuckerberg sad that he dedicated his life to creating an online world? He's invested millions of dollars and countless hours to build the metaverse. He is so excited about getting us to put on a set of goggles and to live in the Mark Zuckerberg reality world. That's what he's focused on. But nobody cares about that. Out of all the tech he has invested in and created, the two things we use Facebook are to poke people and to sell old crap from our basement. Gotta make them a little sad, no?
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So they made a bunch of proposed NHL rule changes yesterday. They had a big meeting and they got together and decided on a few things. Some of them are like immediate. Like there's one about players, you know how when they're getting ready to do a line change, they'll throw a leg over the bench? They can't do that anymore because there was a ref that got cut by a skate recently. So that one is an immediate change. The rest are going to have to be then voted on by the NHLPA and another organization. But some of the proposed ones, so there's a lot in there. Some of them are like if the goalie loses his helmet and they have to whistle the play dead, the faceoff will be in that end. Where the goalie lost his mask. There's things about if the goalie knocks the net off its posts, if it's intentional, there's penalties. The ones that everyone are kind of talking about, those, the coach's challenge, which will allow teams to avoid a penalty for sending a puck over the glass if video review shows it struck something. So they are saying, hey, right now, if the puck goes over the glass and Jimmy shot it, Jimmy gets a penalty. They're saying, oh, we're going to allow you to review that just in case it went off someone else's stick or something else. So you'll be able to review it. But if a coach gets it wrong, you'll get two penalties instead of just one. Huh. So it's kind of risky. You got to be sure whether or not that's, you know, a thing. They're also doing a friendly fire high stick penalties. So similar kind of idea. Let's say Jimmy gets high sticked. That'd be a low stick. Too easy.
That would be a, yeah.
Too easy.
Too easy.
Anyways, let's say Jimmy high sticks, gets high sticked, and I get a penalty for it, but I'm like, I didn't do it. It was someone on his own team. They can review that to see whose stick actually caused Jimmy to lose an eye. So yeah, it's called friendly fire for high stick penalties. Do we need more challenges in sports though? That's my thing. Like, I get wanting to get it right and being fair and sure, all that, but I prefer my sports to be faster and more free flowing.
Cause how do you, like, cause then there's a lot of stop plays.
Exactly.
There's a lot of, like, games are already pretty long.
Yeah. Do we need to stop them constantly to review more things? I remember a few years ago, the CFL added a bunch of reviews. This was maybe 6-7 years ago. They had one season where they were challenging everything. And it ended up, so I couldn't even watch games anymore. Because they were just constantly reviewing penalties and, oh, it was everything. They ended up changing it because they realized how bad it was. So yeah, if they're going to make rule changes in the NHL as well, can they make a change to the long-term injured list so that every year the Golden Knights can't just put players on the long-term injured list and then activate them for the playoffs, getting around the salary cap? Can we change that, please?
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Listen up, Jimmy. This one is for you today. I think you need to pay attention to this. So, the Kate Middleton drama has been going on, the royal family drama. To sum it up for you, Kate Middleton hasn't been seen in a long time. They say she's recovering from abdominal surgery. It's all a little sketchy, and no one really even went to visit her in hospital when she was supposed to be in hospital. It's all weird. Then on Mother's Day, they post a photo that was clearly photoshopped of her and the kids. And people were saying, where is Kate Middleton? What is going on? She disappeared. I need to catch you up on that, Jimmy, so that when you get a message on Facebook today and it says, from Kate Middleton, and it says, hello, this is Princess Kate Middleton. I didn't really die, but I need 200 pounds in order to leave the country. I have Diana here with me, too. When you get that message today, Jimmy,
okay,
it's not actually Kate Middleton, okay? That scam is going around. Please don't send her any money.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And this is a short minute with Jimmy where he gets to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. And what do you have for us this hour?
So the new series that's coming out in June, Star Wars The Acolyte, they just released the trailer yesterday.
Okay.
It looks amazing. For those of you who don't know what this is, The Acolyte, man, it's actually going to be a very Sith-based...
Okay, so dark side?
Dark side.
I just want to say I have more dyslexia than I thought, because I thought it was called The Coyote.
Coyote.
I looked at the title, like I said, A-C-O-L-Y-T-E.
Yeah, that looks a lot like Coyote to me, too.
This is called The Coyote.
So
like, what are the coyotes?
This is supposed to have taken place, like, so the series takes place way before the Phantom Menace. Like, it's like 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So the only Jedi that's probably still alive at this point would be Yoda. He'd be just over 700 years old at this point, if you cared. But it's... they don't know about the Sith. Like, the Sith have supposedly been extinct for 1,000 years.
Okay.
So it's all going to be a lot, like, a behind the scenes. Like, so anyone who sees a Sith, they're going to die. I'm sorry. I hate to, you know, ruin it for everybody.
Oh, I'm devastated.
They're introducing another Jedi Wookiee.
I thought you said all the Jedi are dead. Didn't you say that the only one alive is Yoda or something?
That's... because this is... that will be still alive, because the thing is...
So there's new Jedis.
It's older Jedi, so it's going to be the only one that we know of is going to be Yoda.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Because by now, it's like almost 200 years later. And yeah, let's...
Okay.
Carrie Ann Moss is supposed to be in this. Like, she's going to be a Jedi. You know, her from the...
She's Canadian.
From Matrix.
I'm just looking at a picture of her. Yeah. Trinity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all coming out. June 4th is when the first two episodes will be coming.
All right. The Coyote coming to Disney Plus soon.
Acolyte.
I want you to want
bag milk. Bag milk. Bag milk.
Oh, I swear.
Bag milk. Bag milk.
Mr. Bagged Milk from Oilers Nation, how are you doing today?
Doing well. It is a lovely gray day in the city. What's not like?
Yeah, this is kind of weird weather. Oilers managed to pull it out last night in overtime. Pretty sloppy, though, hey?
Listen, that wasn't the prettiest win we'll ever see, but as the Steve Miller Band said, sometimes you take the money and run. Listen, Montreal did a good job. They were scrappy. They were feisty. They were all over the Oilers. They were pushing the pace. So the Oilers honestly were lucky to grind out that win. And, you know, it's unfortunate they gave up the 2-goal lead in the second period, but they got the job done. It just wasn't the prettiest win you'll ever see.
Yeah, as long as you get to win, I guess that's all that really matters. It's just you like to see them crush those teams that they should be beating, you know, like you had Montreal coming in. They had just lost to the Flames and you're like, crush them, please. Just put them out of their...
And it kind of looked like it was going to be that way. In their first period, McDavid was buzzing. They got that early goal. It looked like things were starting to come together. And then, again, to Montreal's credit, you got to tip your cap to them. They just kind of went about their business and kept hustling. And it didn't matter what the score was. They just kept working hard. So you got to give them a little bit of credit for it.
Also, yeah, it is nice to win those games, too, where you got to grind. Maybe where things aren't going right, things are sloppy, but you still manage to get the win. Maybe tomorrow night. They got another kind of weaker team coming into town, the Sabres, here tomorrow night. So maybe they'll stomp on them for us.
Well, there's that. And also, listen, the Oilers better go into that game with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, because the last time they played the Sabres, not that long ago, the Oilers blew a lead and ended up losing that game. So
that's right.
Time to repay the favor. Time to stomp them. Let's go. We've got, this one game left at Rogers Place, and the boys hit the road, I think.
They're in Toronto on Saturday. They go to Toronto and then Ottawa, Winnipeg, and then they're back home. But yeah, so they gotta put the boots to the Sabres tomorrow night.
It's one of those things where like you can't pass up opportunities like that, because really the Canucks aren't that far away for first place in the Pacific Division.
No.
It's doable. The Oilers, if they keep winning and the Canucks keep sliding, and remember, Vancouver lost Thatcher Demko for a while. He's listed as week to week, so that could be anything from like a couple of weeks to a month. So there's an opportunity here to catch Vancouver, but they're going to need to win games like the one they did last night and the games against the Sabres tomorrow. Got to grind some wins together here, but totally doable. First place is there.
Plus, Vancouver's played three more games, so the Oilers have a few games to catch up there against them, too. Rule changes. Have you had a chance to look over those? Are you, any of those sticking out to you? Are you concerned about any of them?
The only thing I'm really concerned about is just adding more opportunities for coaching reviews.
Yeah.
Sometimes those slow the game down so much. So, like, I'm fine with reviews and getting the play right. And as long as they get it right, that's perfect. But, man, some of these reviews take so long. I almost wish they would have put in a cap on how long the review could actually take. Because sometimes you're just sitting there for 5-10 minutes reviewing offside, and now there's just more options for reviews. So that's my only concern. I think that if the goal is to get it right, it makes sense. But, it's going to delay the games a little bit.
That's what I was saying, too. Like, do we need to make the games later? We got an 8 o'clock start. Do you need to add more time onto the end of that game? Because we're reviewing whether or not a puck touched somebody's stick to go over the glass or whatever. But, hopefully it's not too bad.
Hey, Bag Milk, on nationgear.ca, you've got a memorial auction going on?
Yeah, for our boy Robin Brownlee. He passed away back in January. We're trying to raise a little bit of money for his family and help pay some of the bills that come up when tragedy happens. So NationGear.ca, we got an auction item right now to come hang out, spend the day at Nation HQ and hang out with the boys and be on one of our live shows, Oilers Nation Every Day.
Nice.
Tyler and Liam. So we're gonna have a good time, and we're gonna go, you know, the winner is gonna go for lunch, is gonna hang out with the boys, gonna be on the show, give some takes, and all the money is gonna be going to the Brownlee. So we're trying to raise a little bit of money. NationGear.ca. There's still 3 days left, or about 2.5 days left in that auction. So head on over there and send a bid.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Give your hot takes on camera.
I'm looking at it right now. It's at about $550. So you can go NationGear.ca. Bid on that, help out the Robin Brownlee family, and hang out with the boys at Oilers Nation. There might be a couple pops in there as well, maybe.
You might get a couple of pops. We'll keep you hydrated.
Thank you, Bagged Milk from Oilers Nation.
Thanks, boys.
Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Are you excited about this eclipse, Jimmy? Have you read anything about it? Do you know that there's an eclipse coming?
Have no clue.
Every day I see more and more articles about it, and I keep clicking on them going, is that today? Why are they talking so much about it? And it's all about how to look at the eclipse safely and everything else. People are hyped up right now for Eclipse 2024. It's like the biggest event of the year. It's happening April 8th. So it's not yet. It's a couple weeks away. And yeah, they're calling it the must-see event of the year. During the last eclipse in 2017, there was like 100 people in Canada who burnt their eyes out looking at it. So, that's why there's so much talk about it. They're like purposely trying to get as much information out there as possible, being like, don't look at the eclipse directly.
Because I've heard that like since I was a kid. If you look at it, you're going to go blind.
Yeah, apparently it like legitimately burns a crescent shape into your retinas. They also say don't take pictures with your phone because it can damage your phone just by taking pictures of it.
Really?
We're actually going to miss most of it here in Edmonton. I was on some website like eclipse2024.com getting all hyped up this morning, and I typed in your location because it'll tell you what time it's going to be and everything. And it said, Edmonton's basically going to miss it. It's mostly going to be Eastern Canada experiencing it. Just another thing they took from us. Thanks, Trudeau. You still shouldn't stare at the sun, though, Jimmy. That's probably a bad idea.